Yuma County Area Transit, better known to most as YCAT, has had an up-and-down history. Beginning in February 2000 as a dial-a-ride service funded by the Yuma Metropolitan Planning Organization, YCAT began its first fixed route between Yuma and San Luis later on that year. The name YCAT, though, wasn't actually adopted until the summer of 2002. Operating difficulties nearly closed the fixed route system in 2003. A new operating contractor was able to expand routes, but by 2006, another new contractor had taken over the service. In 2010, funding reductions from the state and local partners again nearly shut YCAT down. The reduced funding cut operations, and yet another new contractor began operating the system. That year saw, though, the formation of an intergovernmental public transportation authority that was at the insistence of county cities. The authority was charged with administration, operation, maintenance, and planning of county transit services. Arizona Western College and the Kokopa Indian Tribe joined the authority in 2011, and the Quitsan Tribe was added in 2012. Later in 2012, the Metropolitan Planning Organization transferred ownership and operation of YCAT to the Yuma County Intergovernmental Public Transportation Authority, known as YSIPTA. Since then, things have been fairly stable. John Andow is transit director for YSIPTA. He says despite the up-and-down history, YCAT today is working hard to attract riders.
It's created for those that are transit dependent, students, seniors, persons with disabilities, those that don't have a driver's license, those that can't get a driver's license. We have not created the transit system to be attractive to the choice rider because we would need more frequency, more directness in routes in order to do that.
Even though YCAT's future seems stable today, Andow says that YSIPTA continues to plan for the future. A recently finished consultant study takes a peek into YCAT down the road.
We've hired a consultant to do a 5-year short-range transit plan, and they're looking at the system and the authority at a holistic view to give us guidance on how we should manage and operate YCAT into the future. The consultant made some suggestions on one thing that the board would need to consider. Do we want YCAT to be everything to everybody, or do we only want to run YCAT in a productive manner, which means that we shrink our service area and only put buses where the productivity is?
Today, thousands use YCAT each day.
We've been able to almost triple our ridership from approximately 800 passenger trips back in 2011 to 2,400 passenger trips today.
That's the daily ridership of YCAT since the YSIPTA takeover. The increased ridership has helped to increase funding for the transit service. The majority of YCAT's $3 million yearly budget starts out as federal money, although it's distributed through several different pieces of the YCAT funding pie.
13% comes from the state of Arizona's federal allocation of funds they get from the federal government. 22% comes from urbanized area federal funds that comes directly to YSIPTA. 17% that comes from the local governments. 1% that comes from selling advertisement on buses, bus shelters, benches. 14% comes from the passenger fares. 15% comes from tribal federal grants that they apply for and pass through to us. 3% comes from local government's in-kind supports. 5% comes from special fare agreements. 8% comes from commission from selling Greyhound tickets. And then 2% is because we're able to carry the local government's match from prior fiscal years.
To maintain a steady ridership level, the YSIPTA director says agreements lowering ridership costs have been negotiated with important destination points like the college, the high schools, and YRMC. In addition to the agreements with specific destinations that make use more affordable, YCAT also has discounts for specific types of riders.
You have to be a student ages 5 through 18, and you have to show a school ID or proof that you are attending school. Senior 65 and older, a person that has a disability, a person that is ADA certified to use our YCAT on-call services or any other paratransit system in the United States, or have a Medicare card.
The discounts cut the cost of a bus ride in half to a dollar. And if you have YCAT's electronic smart card, the cost goes down to 75 cents. Geographically speaking, YCAT's heaviest ridership routes involve San Luis, especially the San Luis to Arizona Western College route. The fewest riders take the bus in East County, Welton, and the Foothills. And long-term, low-ridership routes can face the possibility of elimination. But that's not an easy decision.
If we cut them, that means those people have no mobility whatsoever. So do we cut them and provide no mobility, or do we keep them so we provide some limited basic mobility but still focus our resources where the productivity is?
That's a hard decision, isn't
it? It's a very hard decision, yes.
Bus stops with benches could be coming soon for many of YCAT's outlying stops. Ando says YCAT wants to make bus stop amenities standard at all stops, but details about stops in Yuma City limits and in the county still being hashed out.
We're getting ready to install the benches in the outlying cities outside the city of Yuma and unincorporated Yuma County. Those should be going up in the next month. I'm getting ready to also relocate bus shelters from various areas where we don't have bus service anymore to areas where we need to have bus shelters in the outlying cities. We're still awaiting encroachment permits from the city of Yuma and Yuma County. So until we get encroachment permits, we can't put permanent bus stop signs or permanent bus stop amenities.
With relative stability for YCAT comes a renewed focus on the rider. Francisco Navarro was YCAT's operations intern. He says for many people who've never ridden a bus before, it can be intimidating. So YCAT offers what it calls mobility training, a sort of YCAT 101.
First thing is to do your homework. Look online, read the schedules, find out if that bus stop that's near your home is the one that you're going to need. You also have to understand that the bus drivers don't carry change, so you have to pay exact fare. Once you get on the bus, you pay your fare. You want to quickly sit down so that the bus can continue on its route. You don't want to hold it up. When you're waiting for the bus, as it pulls up, if there's passengers inside, they have to obviously exit the bus before you can board.
But Navarro adds mobility training can be specific to an individual's needs.
I can do one-on-one training. I've done that for someone that was visually impaired so that I can explain the routes and show him how to get on the bus, get off the bus, how to request a bus stop once he's on the bus. I've done that for a passenger that's in a wheelchair as well.
But YCAT's amenities are not limited to just new riders or the disabled. A number of perks are available to anyone who rides the bus, like libraries on the go.
We provide a number of books on each bus, and we encourage passengers to, as they're boarding the bus, grab a book, sit down, and read as they're going to work, going to school, or wherever they're traveling.
Ando says college students and employees will likely appreciate YCAT to College.
We are encouraging students, employees, and faculty from AWC, NAU, and U of A to take advantage of YCAT by simply going to their respective registrar offices, getting a YCAT sticker to mount on the back of their ID cards, and they'll simply get to ride YCAT free of charge, unrestricted, for the semester that they're enrolled in school.
Safety is also a major concern for nighttime YCAT riders. Ando says a service called YCAT After Dark extends service hours for some users with almost door-to-door service.
When the sun goes down, we will let our passengers get off anywhere along the route as long as it's safe. When a passenger gets off at a YCAT bus stop, they can simply ask, can I be dropped off at this corner? And then they'll be closer to their destination instead of having to walk from a dark YCAT bus stop to where their ultimate destination is.
Navarro says some things that YCAT does are just for fun, like their Christmas season tours called Holiday Cat.
Last year was the first time we actually did the holiday go-around. We would take passengers to see some of the various locations that have a lot of Christmas lights. Candy Cane Lane, the road's a little too small, but we went out into the foothills and we were showing some of the houses that have a lot of lighting.
Ando says, beginning with this holiday season, YCAT will have something special on some of their routes.
Trolley vehicles that got from Lake Havasu City. They're bright blue in color, and we're going to run them on random routes as well as on our Holiday Cat night tours in late December. It's just another fun, festive way to make transit exciting.
Ando says YCAT received the trolleys free of charge from the Arizona Department of Transportation. That was once they were no longer used in Lake Havasu. All of these efforts may be in vain in terms of YCAT ever earning a profit off its ridership, but few, if any, transit systems do. The goal is to provide a vital service based on the needs of the community and to secure continued funding, from people who need the bus every day to those who count on it to fill in when their car might break down. Bus service can make a difference in the lives of those who need it. To find out more about what YCAT offers, visit their website at www.ycipta.org. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.